Sci-fi.
Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to 2 bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. And visit reallifesci-fi.show. We've got stuff on there. I don't know what it is. I sounded like Jerry Lewis or something.
I was thinking of Gilbert Gottfried a little bit. I don't know what it is.
Let's welcome aboard the SSR LSF. It's the editor of the highly acclaimed animated series on Max, Common Side Effects. It's Tony Christofferson.
Hello.
What's up, dude?
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Egon.
So, Tony, you've been here before.
It's been a while. It's been a couple years.
Has it? Do you
think
it's been a couple of years?
I feel like the last time was maybe in your living room.
I don't think you ever came to the stage. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, that's fine. I prefer not to.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm with you. It's a huge burden to be on the show, and we thank you for your time. For listeners who didn't hear 2 years ago, how are you on this stuff? These things that we talk about, how are you?
I think it's fun, but I don't necessarily believe it. You know, it's like a fun escapism.
Yep. I think you're kind of like the perfect audience surrogate. It's a fun escapism.
I enjoy to go down a rabbit hole like in an afternoon or something and get excited about mm-hmm. something, but mm-hmm. then I'll just forget about it the next day. And
did you have any
really
fun?
I don't think it really informs my life too much. What?
Right. Okay. Did you have any fun ones that you went down that were a lot of fun?
No. Not that I can think of.
What about wrestling? Because like this is interesting, and I know a lot about you, and I'll just give the succinct version to the audience. Tony was really into wrestling, and then he kind of fell out of it. Now he doesn't really watch it anymore. So the whole this new John Cena and then Rock not showing up at WrestleMania and stuff, like, you're aware of, but you're not actively
consuming every minute of
consuming. So was there any kind of fun stuff like wrestling that you got into like on the internet that was kind of in this realm?
No, I mean, an answer.
You could do
yeah,
no.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe if there's like a news story, I'll look it up or something, but nothing that I like started like researching or anything.
Do you think I circled the universe and came back to my question. Do you think that the WWE has an element of that where it's like there is a conspiratorial, like fan-based sort of like this is why they're doing stuff? Or is it pretty kind of like everyone's on the same page about it? Because I'm curious about like CM Punk and stuff, who like actually had beefs with the real company, and it wasn't what's it called? Key fob? It's like when you open your key fob is when you open your Volvo. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's key fob. No, I'm sure that they
new A1 that's taken over, right?
Did you ever get into conspiratorial aspects of wrestling and that side of it or not?
I don't know if there are that many conspiracies on that level, like with CM Punk, say, or like where he's got beef with the company, because it gets at the end of the day, it's like if they're gonna pay him a ton of money, he'll come back.
That's so boring. Okay.
And like nobody believes that Shawn Michaels didn't know anything about the screw job, right?
You know, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. So like most of wrestling's conspiratorial things have come from like 20 years later, right?
Yeah. It's usually like someone will lie about the history when it's like very easily refutable, or like Hulk Hogan saying that he was going to be the bassist in Metallica, like stuff like that.
Are you kidding me? I never
heard
about
this. Hogan's
Wait,
like
isn't
the biggest
the
liar in
the lead singer?
No, I think James Hetfield plays guitar.
Yeah,
but he claimed that they asked him to be the bassist, and he's turned
Jesus
him down.
Christ. Oh, they did have that bassist search. Well, okay. That's crazy.
No, like I'm talking about like when they first started.
Oh,
like okay. before
Cliff Burton, you mean?
Like I could have been in the Beatles. Like that.
He wanted to be a bassist. He like was like wanted to be in, like in a rock band before he was a wrestler.
So you already know he's a stupid asshole because nobody wants to be a bassist.
He just was like this idiot hanging out at the gym, and they like found him, and they're like, "Well, you got a good look." He's wanted to be.
Did he have his mustache at that time? Do you think?
Probably. I mean, it wasn't the same. It wasn't
the handlebar. Yeah.
Yeah. But still like early 80s,
pretty good
like
look. 70s, bleach blonde, fucking dude. There's not a lot of bleach blonde guys, right? Did he bleach his hair or was he blonde?
Yeah. I feel like he bleached. It was so white for so long, even though.
But in the beginning, was he a blonde man?
He's probably like a dirty blonde.
Yeah, I think dirty blonde. If you can tell, because a lot of the early years, his hair looks like cigarette stained white. It's like a peroxide yellow, basically.
All right, anyway. Let's get to the WoW scale.
WoW scale.
Are you a wait or are you a Willy?
Stands for wait or Willy. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I'll grade you anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willy. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. Are you ready to be Wade on the WoW scale?
Yes. I do get self-conscious that I'm going to answer it very differently than I've...
No, you should answer different. We've had guests on here answer a range of things because perspective changes. And that's the whole point of this show is like your perspective is not concrete.
Something happened in the last 3 years and I believe in ghosts.
You could have just been enlightened, you know, who knows?
Okay, let's go.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, 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 I believe.
Oh, shit. Well, that begs a follow-up.
I just don't think that there's any reason why there wouldn't be aliens.
What do you think they are, the aliens? You think they're humanoid? What would your...
That I couldn't say.
Well, what do you think, just imagination-wise? Or they could be microbial. I mean, what do you think, imagination-wise and just logistics, if you think they've been here?
I think some kind of life form that's not terribly different than the life that you would see on Earth.
All right. What
like they've
ghosts?
Evolved in a similar way, but different.
Yeah, we got it. What about ghosts?
I don't think so, no.
Bigfoot.
Nah.
Now we get a little opaque because Willie and I have been thinking about changing this question. The Illuminati. Exactly. You don't know. I think we would say like it would be kind of a secret society that people don't know about. See, we got to get rid of this question because everyone thinks there's the Illuminati now.
Yeah. How about? Just for today, I know we need to workshop it next no sci-fi, but do you think that the Illuminati influences young people? How about that? So it's not just music.
Why? What do you mean it's not just music?
No, just forget that part. Just answer the question. Does the Illuminati influence young people?
I'm sure that there's, some kind of people pulling the strings, trying to herd people into a certain way of thinking.
All right, we'll workshop it. This is a work in progress. This is a good question. Do you think that the multiverse could exist?
Sure.
Oh, shit, dude.
I know, dude. You're flipping high.
It's a little skewed toward Wade, but you're like the scale is skewed toward Wade, but you're a 3. So you're closer to Willie than you are to Wade, which is interesting.
Did there used to be more questions about like supernatural stuff?
I mean, we used to do, dude, there's been a lot of JFK versions of it. There was at one point, I think it was 10 questions. I don't know if we ever aired that.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, it was 10 questions, dude.
There was a lot. And like,
I think there were that
I don't
many
know
when
what,
I did
I don't know
time.
Which test you took, but
the first time I did it, it was at like
at Starburns, yeah.
Starburns, yeah.
Holy shit, really?
And the second time you did it, it was gravity isn't real, and I'm still on board with that. I think electric universe
is where
I stand.
All right. Don't fucking got it. You always do this, man. We're not talking about that. We're not going to devote any time to you and your dumb fucking beliefs about gravity. It definitely exists. Just because you don't like the definition of it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. When I drop a thing, it goes to the floor. What is that?
The effects are the same, but for different reasons.
Right.
It's just a different word. You want to call it a different word?
He wants to call it Navity.
It's how gravity is formed. But anyways,
let's get into the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, is Earth a prison planet? We're going to go down a deep rabbit hole on this one. Aliens, karma, remote viewing. A man remote viewed a meeting with an alien, and the alien said that humans are being tricked into a karmic return to Earth, and Earth is a prison planet. Let's dive deep into if Earth could be a prison planet tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Yeah, first of all, I love it. I think I say yes.
It's crazy fun because so first off, who's this guy, right? Let me just explain him real quick because
sure.
And I know that there are other people out there with different versions of this theory that like we're trapped. I just like this one specifically because this guy, his name is Courtney Brown.
What are we slaves to?
Ultimately, there's an alien race that is keeping us here as slaves. Similar, I'm just going to say vaguely similar to the Matrix, where there's some energy got from us staying here. Not specifically like a battery.
We're batteries, form of that. They're getting something.
So he remote viewed a meeting with an alien that was enemies of the alien running the prison planet.
Uh-huh.
So hold on real quick. Let me just throw a few things down about him. He's got his PhD. He's a mathematician, a social scientist who teaches in the Department of Political Science at Emory University in Atlanta. He's also
what is political science? Isn't that just more sociology than anything?
Yeah.
So he's a doctor in the way people behave, but I'm not nagging this man. I'm sure that was hard. Or whatever, to like study that much.
But well, like, political science, he definitely is. I'll tell you what his books are, because he has a lot of political books too.
Okay.
He is a leading scholar on the subject of remote viewing procedures that were developed by the United States military and different derivative of those mythologies. So let me just go off some of the books that he has. I'm not trying to pimp him out. He just has some interesting books out there. One of them is Ballots of Tumult. Tumult? How do you say that? I know tumultuous. Tumult?
Tumult. Probably.
It's a portrait of volatility in American voting. He wrote this in 91. Serpents in the Sand, Essays of the Nonlinear Nature of Politics and Human Destiny. So those are his applied nonlinear dynamics books. He's got some applied mathematics books.
So, okay. So he doesn't think that we have grown. He thinks that we're skipping around in time, right? I mean, nonlinear. What was the last book title that you read?
Oh, Essays on the Nonlinear Nature of Politics and Human Destiny.
Yeah, it feels like he's saying at some point we had it right, and then we skipped to like a, well, whatever. And then, yeah.
Here's his math books, Differential Equations and Chaos and Catastrophe Theories. One of them is Graph Algebra, Mathematical Modeling with a...
So this guy's coming approach. From a creative mathematical point of view. He's a left-brained man, but he's kind of he's considering other options, right?
Yeah, he's got a book about remote viewing, The Science and Theory of Non-Physical Perception. He's got a book, Politics and Music, Music and Political Transformation from Beethoven to Hip Hop. He's got a book called Cosmic Voyage, A Scientific Discovery of Extraterrestrials Visiting Earth, and then Cosmic Explorers. It's just kind of blurry. Scientific Remote Viewing.
Oh, I thought you were pointing to something.
Oh, no. So he's got all these books out from starting in the 90s. He's got
his wow scale would be like a 4, probably. Like he's sort of like, yeah, I don't know, you know.
I don't know. What's I have a picture of him, and he seems like it's probably pretty high.
can you just describe the picture?
He's wearing like a gray science fiction blazer.
Wait, let me give you a quick. I know you're going to describe him, but I would say he's.
It's very funny that you use science fiction in the description of your blazer, because that just makes me believe Star Trek or something.
Yeah,
I would say poor man's David Tennant.
Kind of, yeah, but like he tried to dye his hair red at home, okay. And so it's like very, very orange.
right. So he could be a crackpot. We're working with a maybe crackpot. But
it's crazy because
I wouldn't even say maybe. I would say
okay, he's a crackpot. Let's call him a crackpot.
A scientist, a researcher, but also okay, at the bottom of the page it says Courtney Brown, PhD, scientist, researcher, director, author, actor.
He put actor on there.
I know.
I can't take him seriously now. I cannot take him seriously.
But and I love that he put that on there. I agree with you. It's like, man, you can't. Oh man.
I just like you lost all credibility when you said actor.
So here he is talking to an alien, and the alien says, humans don't know what they are. They don't know what the universe is, they don't know what they are.
Yeah, obviously. There's not been a scholar in the history of the universe of America or of Earth who has known what we are. That's the whole point. That's all we're trying to do is figure this shit out.
So what the alien was saying was when we die, we see the light and we get convinced as an entity that specifically to each of us, oh, you got to work on this, go back to Earth, and you know, you can figure out your issues. And then you just get zapped with this strong electrical energy that takes away your ability to communicate telepathically and to see the universe, remote view, all those things. It takes away your parapsychic abilities. And then you go back to Earth, get reincarnated. So this alien was saying that Earth actually is a prison planet and it is a jail for entities because we are disconnected from telepathic abilities. It's like, that's the whole point of this prison planet. But us being here, our race came here and we were tricked into not being able to leave. So basically,
what's karma, the battery? What's the battery aspect of it? Like, what's the slave aspect?
I'm not too sure on those specifics. Are you
not sure? Or do they not say?
I had so much information, I didn't get to that.
Okay. So they could, but it's up to us. We'll kind of figure it out. But it is like a nefarious, like we're here for a reason, right? Yeah. I mean, like we're like cattle or something to them.
Yeah, yeah. These aliens that are running the prison are somehow benefiting from us being here. I would assume in my version of the story, which I don't know if this has it in there, but I would imagine that they would think we haven't gone to the moon either because we are kept on the planet.
Why are you bringing that up? What's the point of you bringing that up?
Because there are people as far as the prison planet is concerned, there are people that believe that we're not allowed to fly off the planet.
But we could have gone anywhere with our theories of like why we're slaves. And you said we haven't been to the moon.
I'm saying, are you trying to make this about the moon? No. I'm saying that we are prisoners both physically in the non-physical world, both physically and karmically. So, but specifically the alien said that like, you know, he was saying that like half of us don't even believe in the soul. We're trying to determine what a soul is. We think that we connect to the container of our human self, but we are the soul.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah. 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 And Tony, do you have any thoughts at this moment?
No, I mean, I've been looking at pictures of this guy and, talks.
No, you don't have to speak. That was a great, okay. So here's where I'm at with it. What if I agree on all of this? Where does this conversation head at that point?
In this realm, the point of our life to escape the prison is to...
Oh, wait. I wanted to ask that. I'm sorry. This is supposing that we are beings. Are we like them or are we our own thing? And like when I die, am I free of this or do I reincarnate into it?
So you're free to leave, but they trick you into thinking that there's nothing out there and that you should come back to work on yourself to evolve.
Even me. So me as a soul person, they like hit me up and they're like, dude, it's like your extended warranty has expired and you need to like re-up.
Yeah.
This is when you die to send you back here.
I didn't ever fall for the extended warranty thing. So I can just go. Like there's nothing stopping me from exploring the universe, going out, and then coming back. If they're right, I'll come back and I'll be like, Okay, I'll do another round.
So here's how you escape the planet then. You've got to learn about this stuff before you die so that it's in your wheelhouse. So connecting to your non-physical self would be the way. Uh-huh. One was the start. And then also you got to, you know, when they say go into the light is that electrical charge that like zaps your
psychic abilities.
So don't go into the light.
So, okay.
Isn't that what turns you into a ghost?
Well, Tony, like that's what Willie is saying is like, we're taking that when we die, we're making that choice of like, if I don't go into the light, am I going to be a ghost?
Or but then you're still trapped on the planet.
No, because it's a con. I think what Willie's saying is it's a con. If you do go into the light, then you can go wherever you want. But the made up shit is you'll be a ghost and you'll just be trapped on Earth.
That's the propaganda side of it.
Wait, hold on. No.
They've created horror movies to make us think.
Willie, that's my thing. I don't know what your thing is, but like that's where I've chosen to take this. But what are you saying?
If you go into the light, it strips your entity of telepathic communication and you karmically go back into another body.
If you don't go into the light and you can leave, how do you leave? Is it just you just fly away?
You fly away, man. Okay. You go to wherever. Where do you want to go? Do you want to go to DC, Jupiter?
Is it like Truman Show where you're like if you don't go into the light, you like go through a door and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, there's more out here.
Oh, there's more.
Is that what you're saying?
Picture a sheep like
I think
walking
that's what
off.
He's saying.
Yeah.
It's just Truman Show. We're just all on Truman Show.
Yeah, we're talking about Truman. We're talking about Truman Show on a grand scale. And what's the word for, I don't know, energy being?
Entity?
Energetic. So I agree beings. With all of this. I agree with
you. You do?
Yes, wow. I do.
Okay.
I don't know that the light is a trap, but
like a Ghostbusters trap.
But I agree with the whole thing where it's just like we're just here, and once we leave here, we can do whatever the fuck we want, or you can come back here. I don't know that it's a trap and that it's a prison planet though, because I'm wondering the prison planet aspect of it. Like, what are they getting out of it? And I've already asked that question. You don't know. Because no one would, because it's theoretical. I would bet it's like, if we're energy and we're light or whatever, then these are some kind of monsters who are like feeding off of not letting us do that. Maybe.
It's not like there's some council paying people to stock up the prison, because the injustice would be we don't get a choice to leave. So it's not like we are prisoners. We're mixed here with prisoner souls, and that seemed kind of preachy too, where it's like that's why there's so many terrible people here, rapists and whatnot, because we are mixed with different species, whatever.
Well, but we did nothing wrong. Like, the whole premise is that we did nothing wrong. Is it Australia where we were like all souls who have been like condemned to go to
saying that okay, this is a prison planet and humans got trapped here also. But this is where they send bad entities.
Well, then what are the other bad entities?
Whatever that energy is that makes you a conscious being. You know, when you hear starseeds say that, like, I am an alien having a human life, it's like, well, I'm having a human container. But outside, we are all the same life energy. We can all be.
I've not heard anyone say that.
Oh, you haven't heard a starseed say that? Okay. Well, it's weird that you haven't, because that's all they talk about.
Do we know any starseeds? I have not. I'm not familiar with this.
Maybe.
Okay.
That type of person, you know? Okay. Uh-huh. So anyway, Willie. So, but like, I don't want to get caught. I don't want to get caught up on the logistics of why we're here. We're here. I'm wondering what the other bad things are that are here. And are they not the same as us? And are we not the same as the people who have imprisoned us here?
Well, that's what I was trying to say, is that like, whatever the energy is that makes you an entity, if you're here, the containers you have are all of the animals on Earth. So I don't know what we are outside of this. You know, that I'm just going to say the soul.
Well, so I'm just here. Were humans here first, or we evolved?
It was a prison. It was a prison first, and then humans.
Okay.
We got tricked. But why
we
humans?
Got tricked?
Like what? Why humans? I guess.
I don't know.
Well, make it up. I mean, this is all made up anyway. Like, I just mean, like, I'm trying to understand. Is it like, if like you got dropped into a biome that you weren't a part of, like if an alligator got dropped into like the Sahara Desert or something, and he's just like, this is hell. I hate this. I must be a slave or something, you know. And then tigers are like, fuck you. And they're like hitting at him and shit. And he's like, but I got tough skin. So fuck.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I'm remembering one reason now, which is I'm going to bastardize it. But basically, the alien race has made a deal with, let's say, some of our rulers here on Earth to allow them to take us for experimenting, whatever. So maybe it's just the numbers.
So hang on, because like, are you talking about, then, oh shit, did we lose Tony?
That's no, I'm still dude. Here.
What's the fate? What's that guy?
This is Courtney Brown.
That's Courtney Brown.
Yeah. Who's Courtney Brown? Oh, the guy we're talking about. He does look like I thought it was a Doctor Who. Anyway.
Oh god, I'm gonna forget to change that. I'm gonna end up going to a meeting with that on.
I just wonder fuck, I totally forgot.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I just kind of wonder,
this is a total aside thing, but he was like he's like, first off, I mean, in the realm of science, we are starting to get to this idea that our consciousness is a part of the equation, and that with science, there are certain particles that react differently when we pay attention to them. I like the idea that the universe is made up of consciousness. I just went and saw Dr. Brian Cox talk about the universe. The most fascinating thing I saw was them. They took a picture, all of the known stars that we have mapped in human history. They made a video flying through all of that space just to show you how vast and big, like, you know, science is just saying it's bigger than you can imagine. And it's bigger than that on top of being bigger than that.
It's like when you go to that website that shows how much money Elon has. And it's just like, move beyond like the GDP of America times a million. It's like, that big.
Yeah.
There's no frame of reference that we can even comprehend it. Yeah.
And we haven't seen signs of life, but things are so quote unquote far apart that, you know, it would take forever to get here. But when you look at quantum entanglement, where something can be across the galaxy and you do something to one and the other one is affected by it too. I'm just throwing out random ideas right now of like, you know, anybody who's had an interaction with an alien, it's always been telepathic, no matter what race it was. They don't speak with their mouth and they speak to you. And
But it was, it was fun to talk about until you had to fold aliens into it. I just think like, if we just talk about like being a human, and like what that means, and if we're all slaves, and the only way to get out of this weird matrix is to die and then like float away, don't do what they're telling you to. And I don't know if this was the prompt of where you went off or not, but like, and maybe we don't know, because it could be just like, we need gibgobs, and gibgobs are made by humans doing weird human shit. Like, you know, maybe we like, by being worker bees, which I feel like humans are definitely worker bees, right? We're all addicted to work, and we're all going like, I got to be busy. I got to like do some shit to justify my existence.
But that was like a fairly recent thing.
What was?
Us being like, we need to be busy. I think.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I mean, like historically, what was
it? Yeah. Like most of human history, we weren't that way, right?
We were just like doing
it wasn't what? Until just like the last 100 years or something,
making shit to survive. I mean, clue me in on it, because I'm not historical at all. Like, what were people doing in the horse and carriage days?
When you say that, it just makes me think of, let's say, hunter gatherer or pre that, where like we didn't have big societies, but there were a lot of people.
Right. Well, okay. So then, are you also thinking then that the industrialization and this constantly, this technology and everything that's getting, making us work harder and harder and harder, is being pushed on us by this alien race to increase productivity and whatever it is that they're farming from us?
Yes, I lean towards that, because there's always, now I'm throwing in all kinds of ideas in here. There's always been this idea that if there were alien races, that there were some giving our secret military information, technology. And it's every time you hear there's an alien deal, it's always to like be allowed to abduct people. What could you do with a person if our soul was what we were, and here on Earth, our skin, our human container is basically comparable to an outfit, then being able to abduct people, it doesn't matter that we're people, they're actually abducting the souls, I would say. Because
then do you think that anyone who actually got abducted doesn't have a soul anymore,
how do they
walk around on the Earth? Like, how do they do stuff?
That's why they're always so like fucked up afterwards, because they don't have a soul anymore.
I think a lot of people don't come back. That's the thing, is that like you look at all the missing people all over the world. What if most of those were abductions, and then like the ones that
that's
came
like
back?
But then like that's a really fucked up thing, because then are you saying that like these aliens, they abduct these people and then just for their soul, what do they do with the soul? Does the soul not exist anymore? Like, can you destroy energy?
I don't know. Some kind of soul slave.
These people who come back from an alien abduction, do they not have a soul anymore? And can we just kill them? To anyone who comes back from an alien abduction, can we just kill them and like it wouldn't matter?
I think that there are multiple races abducting. And I think there's, I don't know who's making the deals or if the deals are real. I think there's multiple races abducting. I think, I don't know if I believe this, but these are some of the stories I've heard. Some of them are tagging us and releasing us back into the wild. Like
deer.
Some of them are eating us, and some of them are taking us to learn how to make hybrids. So it's like not a catch and release. It's a hand wives release. keep taking them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like so much work to come all the way here just to eat one of us. Like, is that
no,
satisfying?
But it's a factory. I think what Willie's saying is we live in a factory.
Yeah, but like if they were eating us, people would be disappearing way more frequently. Unless they only need to eat like once every...
You don't know. I mean, you don't know. What if they're microscopic and one person would feed the entire colony for like 10 years?
So there was a story of... This is deep down this rabbit hole, you know, that the Nazis met with an alien race and they basically gave them a group of people to do what they want in exchange for, technology. And the people were shown something so scary that they basically all died from fear, but that somehow was valuable to them.
It was just their mothers fucking their fathers.
No, never want to see this. So in that story, the energy was them being so scared. You know, it's like,
I don't want to exist in a world where our souls can be taken from an alien and then they can just like cease to exist. That sucks. Like, I don't want to exist in that world, right?
Yeah.
And because we're all hypothetical, and because like science has told us, even though it's just earth science, that energy can't be destroyed.
The scary thing is black hole stuff changes all that, but perspective.
Okay. So they have different stuff, but like that sucks, right? Like I don't want that. But it also begs the question of like, what about all of us who have never been abducted, right? Or do we just not believe it?
Alien abduction is weird because it's one of those things where you don't think anybody believes in, then you start asking people, and then you know people that have been abducted, but they just never talked about it. It's been suppressed, whatever. And I'm like, there's the it's numbers. Like, it's are like, actually,
like, I don't, it's trigger warning or whatever, but like, it feels like every woman I know has been like sexually assaulted in some way, but they don't talk about it at all. You just have
to,
and
it's
you just
so
have
depressing.
To know.
It's just like,
right. And so like, so that could be the same case. Like we have all been abducted in some way. Why are you making that face, Tony? Is that not a good analog?
I don't like that analog, but
but isn't that more of a,
it's weird because it's more true than, I mean the fact that if that, like,
listen,
a lot
maybe
of
I
women
shouldn't
have
taken
been
it there.
Well,
no, they have, but like, let's not fucking,
let's do sleep paralysis, right? A lot of people have had sleep paralysis and people don't talk about it because it's like, why? It's not a, it's like telling a dream story. Like, who cares? Oh, it happened.
So, but,
I
well,
I feel like everyone that I know who has sleep paralysis is excited to talk about it.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to say the basis of this question is not about remembering or not remembering. The basis of this question is, are we all the cows led to the slaughter or not? Like, the abduction thing, the people remembering that they have been abducted doesn't matter. I just want to know if they're abducting us all the time and we're not even real anymore. You know, we're just like walking around.
I haven't seen anything out of all the research I've done that to say that a soul could be taken from your body in any way.
So then it's kind of like, we're just kind of like migrant workers at this point. We're just on Earth feeding these guys the jubies that they need. And then once we die, we could like just go do whatever.
I liked it. Listen, I told Tony to watch Severance, and I haven't seen it before. I heard it was something similar in the realm of.
Well, you weren't the only one who told me to watch Severance. I feel like it's.
Have you seen it? Have you seen it, Wade?
No. That was Willie. Willie is the forefront of watch Severance. Yeah, I've seen Severance. You might be the only person who hasn't seen Severance.
I watched the first season. I'm into the second season.
It's all in the same thing. It's thematically, it's consciousness and like who actually we are we, right? And like, I just want to know if this topic that we're talking about means that we're doomed to this forever, or can we get out of it just by not going into the light?
I think the real way to get out of it is to focus now while you're alive on connecting to who we are inside of this container. Like connecting to your higher self is what they call it.
Let me just like explain that the way that I hear it. I think that like I've lived a pretty good life of like, I haven't fucked anyone over. I just want to do what I want to do. And the people who are more advantageous and opportunistic, who are like fucking me over or whatever, don't really affect me in any way. What was the how does this apply?
You're just saying something.
You're talking about like finding your higher self. I don't think that's the same thing, right? We're not talking about like success.
I think it kind of is. What do you think finding your higher self is?
I would think it'd be more like meditation and be like finding yourself spiritually and figuring out like where you belong in the universe.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of those tech bros are like super into like meditation and shit, and they're not good people.
If I believe in a soul, which I do, and if that soul came into this body, which I think that it did, then that soul has experiences outside of my body. Can I get information from myself that would not necessarily help this body, this incarnation, but like help me focus on, and not what the purpose of life is, but what, but like the next stage. It's like, should a caterpillar talk to the butterfly for any tips, you know?
Or could it be like, we're envisioning these like souls, these energy beings as like perfect entities, but like, you still got to go out into the universe and like talk to the guy at the diner, right? Or whatever. I don't know what it would be. I don't know what the thing, I don't know what an energy soul would eat. Maybe we're in the tutorial of like how to better interact with like our coworkers. So here's our entire lifetime of how to interact with like every fucking shitty person that you've ever met. And then you go into the
and then you wake up and you're just like on your first day of your new job.
Yeah. This is the training video. I love that. It's like, hey,
this
man,
is how we get along.
Go live your life and then come back to work tomorrow.
I don't know. I just think like it doesn't have to be.
I like that. That's really fun. You just go home, go to sleep, and live your entire life. And the next day, you're just at work.
I mean, that's like all I think about. Every project that I'm working on is about what actually happens when you die. I would love for it to just be a training video on how to be a good coworker.
Something that I like looking into recently is like when a nuclear blast goes off, it actually affects this cosmic web. But that's how a lot of aliens like send messages and travel through the universe. So like when an explosion does happen, we're just like not only sending out this information that we have technology, but that we have no idea what the fuck we're doing and all in the same sentiment.
But here's what I would say about that. I've been playing a lot of Fallout 4, and when I go to the edge of the map, it says you can't go that way. And I would think that like maybe if this is a simulation or whatever, and we've developed these nukes because like they've allowed that in this simulation. But then once we set them off, they're like, no, just stop doing that. Like, that's not the answer. So they kind of like pull it back and go like, do the Cold War, do whatever. But like, just stop setting nukes off.
Despite all the disarmament, we...
Yeah, but did you hear what I said?
Yeah. But they haven't stopped it.
They haven't stopped the people from making them, but we haven't blown each other up yet. There's still a guy who's like, there's a soul who's getting some kind of experience by like making a nuclear bomb. I think that's important to like continue the whole like science of it.
I like the idea that we have to learn to destroy things so that we can learn why we shouldn't.
It's like letting your kids like get hurt.
Yeah.
But you're talking about like letting your kid touch the stove, right? And then you go, well, that's why you don't touch it, because it's hot. You want to do that with all of humanity?
I don't want to, but I'm like, I think that could be a thing that exists, because you know, I don't believe in evil, but like when you see people do evil things, like it makes you not want to do that.
Think about an actual prison, like a real prison here on Earth. If they start fighting in the prison, they're not just going to let them keep doing it. And it's like, they'll work it out. They're like mass killing each other in the prison.
I'm glad you said that, because
then like, who's going to like do all the free labor and put out forest fires and stuff?
There are stories of UFOs being around nuclear explosions. And also like some people think that like Fukushima and Chernobyl, somehow there's stories of UFOs being around and that they've curbed how much radiation there should be way more. Like they didn't stop us when nuclear blasts go off, but when a meltdown happens, there's this idea that they should just be a million times worse, you know, like
sure. So that means we can do whatever the fuck we want to this planet. Right. I mean, that just means like, fuck it. Global warming doesn't exist, because they're just going to like reset the thing anyway. They're just going to make it so that it's still hospitable.
Well, I'm saying they didn't
we're like lizards
with us when we set off the blast, but when the meltdown happens, it's like, oh, fucking, we gotta clean this up a little bit.
No, I get it. I'm just saying, like, we're like lizards. You put a lizard in a aquarium or whatever, a terrarium, and then the lizard starts like fighting with the other lizard, you stop it. And then if you're like sadistic, you continue to make the lizards fight, but then they start like making fire.
They stop the accidents, not the fighting. We still blasted Japan twice, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't help with that.
Well, I know, but what are you saying then?
So I'm just because saying, I was like, saying I like your they're... comparison of the lizards, but they didn't stop the lizards from fighting. They stopped the lizards from ruining the tank.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But you're saying if they hadn't intervened, that these
the meltdowns,
not the meltdowns the, would have destroyed, but would have been much bigger and destroyed much more.
Yeah. So how am I not right?
It sounded like you were saying that they stepped in to stop the lizards. And I'm like, no, they didn't though. But yes, the tank destroyed the tank. Yes.
We should wrap it up, but I love this. I love everything about it. I love thinking about like what happens when we die, mostly because I just don't want it to be darkness forever. I don't want the Mark Twain. Mark Twain said like, why should I care when I die? Because I didn't exist for billions of years and it didn't bother me. Or something like that.
I think it's like why people join religions and stuff, right? Because it makes them feel
find meaning, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, but it's why just not? Like,
it's weird.
It's like my mom always says, "It's like I don't care if you're Christian, just believe in something." It's like, okay.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun. I think it's kind of fun to come up with your own shit. You know, I think that's the whole point of this podcast.
I think creating your own shit. At this point in human history, you're probably better off because you can look at any religion and then pick and choose what you want from it. Why should you not pick and choose when these rulers and leaders have picked and chosen what was best for us? You know,
exactly. Why would I do that when I know that none of this matters? But that's the whole problem about like the Holocaust and stuff. It's like, oh, people are dying, but I don't believe in it. So it doesn't matter.
The weird thing is our own specific individual experiences shape our individual suffering. You know, it's like I can hear these stories and it doesn't affect me, even though I can have empathy for it. Does it help you to know that so many people died for stupid things? Yes.
I think the problem is like, do you need to have empathy right now if you believe that none of it's going to matter when you die, right?
I know it's a slippery slope because it's like if the soul is the more important being, then why do I need to find meaning here? Why do I need to find meaning?
Why do I have to not have a motorboat? Because we're all going to die. So like, I don't give a fuck.
What?
Motorboats, they're bad for the environment.
Oh, I mean, I think a lot of people do feel that way, right?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
But I hate them. Should I not hate them? Should I be like, well, they're clued in. They don't really give a fuck about global warming. So, like, go ahead. I know global warming's, like, a complicated thing.
I always come back to the story of the egg because I'm like, the things that I hate, the things that I don't like, to know that that's me also, I think you can still grow from that. I think you can still...
Yeah, you can, like, but it sucks to be around a bunch of people who aren't even thinking about that. They're just thinking about, like, I need a bunch of money, I need to win... I need to do this. I need to like fuck other people over so that I can get the most money that I could possibly get. And we're all here going like, what's the meaning of life? And they're just stepping on us going like, I want money, you know? So it's hard to coexist with people like that, that aren't thinking about that shit. Jeff Bezos, what does he think about? Do you think he ever has a thought in his head or is it always just like more money, more?
I know, right? Like, so like when I picture him meditating, I'm sure it's just a checklist. Okay, I did the meditation. Okay. And then I bought this island and then I went to space. And then
Katy Perry sucked my dick, allegedly.
Oh, really?
No, no, I'm making that up. Okay. But we could make that a thing.
I think the one thing I didn't bring up, which I thought was a fun parallel, was when people do DMT, they see beings and they see a more energetic universe. And I'm going like, if this were a prison planet and you notice the guard, like the guard is the only person that wouldn't care that you saw him. Because when people have DMT trips and they see the beings are aware of them, but they don't give a shit. And in any other situation, that being might be like, hey, what's up? I mean, you know, it's funny to say, to assume that's the only situation that applies, but
or they see the beings who put us there. Right. I mean, like, listen, I love drug trips. I love people to be enlightened and stuff, but like, it's funny to think that DMT people, they're seeing our captors and then going like, oh, that's God, that's the enlightenment or whatever. It's like, oh, maybe not. Maybe those are the captors, you know. Did I say captors twice? Did I say I meant not that. Fuck. I'm sorry. I fucked it up. All I'm saying is, like, if you can convince yourself that this is whatever, I don't think you need DMT to show that to you, you know? I think it's pretty innate. I think, like, we're all pretty savvy about, like, what we're supposed to be doing here. And if you need DMT to show you a weird gear god, you kind of miss the point. Does that make sense? Because that could be the bad guy.
My answer is just something creative. It's something to do with creativity. It's something about not necessarily in the realm of expression, but just, like, you know, like creating.
I think like, just, I want to agree with you, but I don't want to cut you off. I think, like, creating something out of nothing is kind of all we're here to do.
Yeah. I like when you're collaborating, I think that, I know that some, I don't know, everyone's different.
It's nothing better. That's tribal. Like, yeah, collaboration, and, like, getting together with someone and, like, having the same ideas. You're like, oh, I do fit in here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the only other side thing I have is he does tell you the best way to videotape UFOs. He's like, specifically, there's the camera, the Panasonic GH6. And that there's this website you can send your camera to LifePixel, LifePixel.com.
Sounds like a lot of plugs.
Well, I know, but I just love this idea that, like, they take the sensor off the camera. Now, the sensor blocks infrared and ultraviolet light from getting into your camera. When you remove that, he says that there's so many UFOs all around us, but we don't see them in the infrared and ultraviolet realm. Take that filter.
I mean, are you sure that's not just interference from those waves that the thing is meant to get rid of? And now you're, like, ruining all of your videos and photos because you're letting in,
exposing them to, like, weird radiation. Yeah.
He's saying if you do that and use that camera, like, you'll find UFOs.
Well, I have completely lost respect for this man. I really liked his ideas until I heard this. Now I hate this. I hate him. He's such, say something, Tony. Get his face on here.
It's up.
I know you have to.
I have to talk.
Listen.
Do his voice. Voice.
Well, you gotta take the Panasonic and send it into the what's it called? LifePixel?
LifePixel.com.
it's an ad. It's just all an ad.
Well, no. All these things, I
see. Oh, LifePixel.
There's not one video where he's like, do this. I'm saying, like, I picked up all these things and I took these notes and I'm like, oh, it's
interesting. No one's judging you, Willie. I just think it's very funny to pitch this thing that we're all slaves and then also be like, buy a camera.
Buy a certain camera.
Listen,
I know what you're saying. I'm not getting defensive for me. I'm going like, no. I pieced this together. I do find credibility in him. He's an intelligent person that's trying.
Well, listen, it was a very fun topic and we do have to end. And I think, like, it's something for everyone to think about. Like, you know, it's not like the JFK assassination. We're going to crack it or whatever. I think it's very ethereal. And what's the word?
Esoteric.
Esoteric. Thank you. Holy shit. How did you know that? It's esoteric and I love it. And it's fun to think about. And Tony, thank you so much for being here. Do you have any final thoughts on this or should we just go?
I liked the discussion. I found myself utterly confused by most of the things that you brought up, but I think there's something there. I think it's like too many ideas on top of each other. And it's like, this is just snowballing into everything.
I mean, but here's the topic is a snowball itself.
Yeah.
But you work for Green Street and Green Street did Scavenger's Reign,
mm-hmm.
which is a very fun, like, if you're into who's the Miyazaki, who's the Japanese guy who did like Howl's Moving Castle and stuff, yeah, like that.
Miyazaki.
If you're into that stuff, I think everything that Green Street does is really good, and you should check out Survivor's Reign. But then the show that you worked on is called Common Side Effects, and I think like it's really good, man. And if you want to think about this stuff, it's a good show to watch and then think about this stuff, because it's about a mushroom that heals everything. Can you give us a peek into season two?
No, sorry.
Okay, so you're under an NDA, so you can't do anything.
I love the idea of the show. The first three episodes are great. I can't wait to finish it. I never get to watch stuff, so I was very happy to watch some of it. And I definitely fall in line with the idea that, yeah, I think that there are a lot of natural things that are, you know, you can't patent it.
Listen, here's what I've discovered about myself over the last couple of weeks is that, like, I have been indoctrinated by propaganda my entire life about science and math, which I still believe in, but witchcraft and shit like that, why can't that also work, you know? And I feel like I don't know who's in charge of this. Maybe it's these aliens who have enslaved us here are saying, like, don't do any of that stuff, like, don't,
taking our power away from us, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like,
no, that's real, it's evil.
Right. And we hint on it, you know, there's the power of positive thinking. There's the fucking the secret or whatever. And I think, like, well, if these things are working, like, maybe I've been lied to my whole life. And like, witchcraft is a real thing. And witchcraft is a word that has been demonized because of the indoctrination. Right. So all I'm saying is, I think you can do whatever you want. I don't think any of this matters.
I think so too. And it's so weird because I feel like manifest some money, but I'm going, like, I kind of need a little more. And I'm like, I'm manifesting creative work also, which I think is fucking great. I'm finally doing a couple things here and there. And I'm going, like, I feel like it wasn't out of desperation. It was like,
you got to believe in it, like, man. You got to believe in it. You can't just ask for more money.
Yeah. It's hard to be desperate and creative. that's the lesson.
Remember, go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We got two bonus episodes a week. And like, we get deeper. We get a lot deeper than this. This was a lot of fun. But on most of these other episodes, we get like fucking deep. And if you like thinking about that shit, I think it's a good listen. I honestly do. I think we talk about stuff that like people don't talk about. Just like the fucking shit, like the shit that they're afraid to talk about because they got to monetize their fucking Instagrams.
I think because it's behind a paywall, the audience is smaller and you get to touch on topics that like aren't blasted out in like social media to everybody.
Right. Yeah, but like, whatever. The Nuggets are up 67-59. We're going to end this episode right now. Tony, thank you so much for being here.
Of course.
And remember that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Real Life Sci-Fi.